This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Anchorage police have identified the person found deceased last week in the Spinard area of Anchorage as 19-year-old Kelly Hunt. Police say Hunt was discovered outdoors on April 20th near the 3500 block of Lewis Drive. Next of kin have been notified. According to investigators, Hunt had arrived in Anchorage on January 6th and was staying at a residence on Oregon Drive. She left that home the following morning, January 7th. 4 days later, on January 11th, Hunt was reported missing to Anchorage police. Detectives were assigned to investigate her disappearance. More than 3 months later, officers responded to a call just before 9 a.m. on April 20th, where Hunt's body was found outside in a Spinard neighborhood. The Anchorage Police Department says the death remains under investigation. The state medical examiner will determine the official cause of death. No arrests have been made at this time. In a statement, Police Chief Sean Case acknowledged the impact of the loss, saying, quote, "We acknowledge the loss for family members and for the community. This case remains under investigation, and we ask for understanding and patience as detectives continue their work with urgency and accuracy," end quote. Police are asking anyone with information related to the case to come forward as the investigation continues. With the rise of AI, Indigenous people around the world are growing more concerned about data sovereignty. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more on a recent conference on the topic in Tucson, Arizona.
One attendee was Bert Dillabaugh, a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe who works for an organization focused on Indigenous data sovereignty. He says at the last conference in 2024, people were still trying to understand the concept. Now, as AI scrapes data from the internet, including traditional knowledge, they're ready to take action.
Since AI is here to stay, now is the time to be planning for it before it's too late.
The mission is to protect Indigenous data, everything from genetics to language, from being exploited.
It's some outside entity, whether it be the federal government or a university or some corporation, wanting to get data from tribes.
He says tribes can protect their data with policies that govern access, or by creating systems to store it within Indigenous nations. For National Native News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Three tribal organizations from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have launched a new resource page for their ongoing salmon advocacy partnership. The Association of Village Council Presidents, the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission have launched a partnership called the Arctic Yukon-Kuskokwim Tribal Consortium, or AYKTC, in 2002. A press release from the organization says the goal is to protect the ways of life associated with salmon by focusing on policy and advocacy rooted in science and Indigenous knowledge. The tribal organizations have shown public support for a State Board of Fisheries proposal that would reduce salmon fishing time in Area M, and have advocated for bycatch caps and migratory corridor closures in the Bering Sea pollock trawl fishery. Its new website, salmonpeople.org, serves as a center for testimonials and resources for salmon advocacy. It features a collection of news stories and accounts documenting the impact of Western Alaska salmon crashes on the lives of people who live in the region. It also aims to be a landing page where people can learn about current fisheries policies and engage in advocacy. This story was provided by KYUK's Samantha Watson. I'm Jill Freitas.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hear that? Tribal college faculty do so much, one can't say it all here. Nothing but respect. Visit mosttheorjobdescription.com. The American Indian College Fund supports this program.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.